Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. How do we cope when confronted with major challenges? Consider the events of September 11th, 2001. Our guest cultural observer, Susan Faludi, demonstrates that tragedies did not end on that sad day when America experienced firsthand the painful fact that vulnerability is part of being human. She says our media and government blanketed us with the worn-out notion that somehow we should be exempt from suffering instead of leading us in learning from the experiences. Ms. Faludi spells out this false John Wayne fantasy of invulnerability in her powerful book, The Terror Dream. In addition to finding the roots of our fear and fantasy in post-9/11 America, Ms. Faludi offers hopeful antidotes. She is in good company, proposing it is time to reject the adolescent yearnings our government and media sold us and begin to face facts as grown-ups.
As Christian Breitwiser, one of the Jersey girls, said in her book several years after this, and she ended it on a very mournful, melancholy note. She said, you know, I feel like Americans just refuse to confront the truth. And that's where we must start. We have to begin to deal with the real world, even when we don't like that, and even when it does not fit our mythic notions of how we should be as a people.
Susan Faludi is an acute observer of American culture, and she is a journalist. While working for the Wall Street Journal, she won the Pulitzer Prize for her reporting on the high costs of high finance. In addition to her book, The Terror Dream, her two prior books were bestsellers. They were Backlash, The Undeclared War Against American Women, which won the National Book Critics Circle Award, and Stiffed, The Betrayal of the American Man. Ms. Faludi also writes for The New Yorker and The Nation magazines, The New York Times, and The Los Angeles Times. Before discovering Susan Faludi, Bill Russell and I felt we had a visceral understanding of what America had lost on 9/11. After reading The Terror Dream, we were certain we'd leave this conversation with Susan Faludi knowing a great deal more than when we three sat down together. Susan Faludi, I pay a lot of attention to my dream life. I figure I spend a third to a half of my time there. I should pay attention. So when The Terror Dream came through, I thought, well, that might be a nice place to visit or not, but I wouldn't want to live there. It seems to me that you're suggesting that we think about The Terror Dream, but tell me where this title comes from, because the terror dream is not necessarily fun.
No. It probably should be called the terror nightmare, but yeah. I called it the terror dream because I named it after a story that was actually the basis for the classic John Ford Western, The Searchers, the novel on which the movie was based. Has as its protagonist this young man who is haunted by what he calls the terror dream. And it's this humiliating memory that he keeps trying to suppress of his himself as a boy hiding in the brush while his whole family is killed by Indians. And I chose that title because it seemed that after 9/11, we were just thrown into and haunted by this national version of the terror dream where we were face-to-face with our own vulnerability and our own shame. And rather than really grapple with it honestly, we retreated into myth and fantasy.
I want to go to shame in just a minute, but it seems to me it's also very important that you draw on what is the heart of the American culture, which is our entertainment obsession, and
right.
The fact that you're speaking to a movie that a lot of people know, and there are lots of spin-offs all the way down to Spielberg, etc.,
right.
Between the original and John Ford, and your book that bounces off of it. That the fact that you're in the entertainment arena,
right.
Is important too, isn't it?
Entertainment and media, and there's a fine
and
line.
What's the difference these days?
I have no idea. I don't think there is one anymore. But, and The Searchers, you know, regardless of whether one has seen The Searchers or not, you've been influenced by it because it's such a seminal movie. It influenced a whole generation of movie makers, Spielberg, who you mentioned, who watched it a million times and actually shot a version of The Searchers when he was a little boy in his suburban backyard, projected it on he had a sheet in which he painted Monument Valley. After 9/11, Spielberg did this movie, a version of War of the Worlds, and what struck me, it has all kinds of references to 9/11. There's the missing posters that's set roughly in the New York, New Jersey area in the beginning.
Those are posters that are saying somebody's missing. Not a poster that's absent.
Right, I'm sorry, yeah, not a wanted, dead or alive poster. That's another chapter in the book. In the story, Tom Cruise plays this kind of deadbeat divorced dad who, in the midst of his intergalactic attack, he is intent on rescuing his daughter from Martians and from a molester. And then he finally brings her back. Never mind that the world's ending. All is well because he carries her, sort of Pieta style, back to mom, which is precisely the final... final scene in The Searchers.
We're with Susan Faludi. We will all be back in a moment when I will hand it back over to Bill Russell. I'm Paula Gordon, Susan Faludi. Bill, we all hope that you'll be with us when we return in just a moment.